Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. In the first hour, we heard some good news. That is, should you be taking atorvastatin or rosuvastatin? That's Lipitor, Crestor. That's really the only two you should be taking of the statins, because not only do they decrease your risk of heart disease and stroke, but they decrease your risk of mental dysfunction and of some cancers. So, decreased inflammation in your brain, but it has to be those two. Lipitor is, again, a generic. It is very inexpensive as atorvastatin, so $2 to $4 a month is the usual cost for the 10 milligram tablets every day. Crestor is more expensive because it's still on patent, I believe, but in fact, those are the two that really show tremendous benefits at decreasing mental dysfunction. We also had some very bad news. Casual smoking, that is 5 cigarettes or so a day, is tremendously up among young American women ages 18 to 25. That's very bad news, because once you start that smoking, it's very tough to stop, even when it's done casually. Is Alzheimer's pathology different among the different races? We said yes, the answer was, in the first hour. How can you get the first hour to hear all this great stuff? Also, we talked about how to cut children's screen time and about dizziness and the three components of vertigo, balance disorders, and dizziness itself. And tremendous interview by Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, a physician in Sarasota, Florida, who has written the book Dizzy. Really superb interview he gave. So you'll want to hear that. That is all on the first hour. And if you didn't hear it, if your station doesn't carry it, you can go to RadioMD.com on Tuesday. That is Tuesday afternoon. And our superb engineer, Sonar, will have it on the website for you. Look for today's date when it's done live. I think this is 7/18. Yep, it is the 18th, and you'll be able to hear Sonar's giving you or telling you how to get that out of the website. You just go to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the archives. You can get anything for the last 15 years, including the last hour's show. Now, this is this hour we're going to start with is climate change a serious threat to human health? Simple logic would suggest the answer is yes, a point the Obama administration is using to try and build support for the president's efforts to make climate change a centerpiece of his final months in office. But, and he lists, in the White House report, lists deepening risks. Asthma will worsen, heat-related deaths will rise, the number and traveling range of insects carrying disease once confined to the tropics will increase and carry them to Florida, etc. And, of course, tick-borne illness. We care about it right now. So remember not to go out and walk in the woods or in long grass if you live in those states where ticks are common, such as New York and Connecticut, if you don't have long clothes on, and put some DEET on the outside of your clothes. But while the White House report lists these deepening risks, most of us say they don't carry that certainty. That certainty doesn't yet exist. Yes, it is warmer weather is likely to have an effect on health, but it's a really complex subject, and the changes are small. For example, the global travel and trade, not climate change, brought the first cases of chikungunya, a mosquito-borne tropical disease, to Florida. And temperatures may be rising, but overall deaths from heat or not, in part because the march of progress has helped people adapt. So that's why we don't think it is climate change per se, that is oven by itself, that is such a major problem. it is, in fact, travel that is more of a major problem. And I don't mean a problem in the sense that it can't be overcome, but it will give us pose new health problems. We're going to talk about the reaction to smells helping to diagnose autism. Can the White House, another White House initiative, is to convince Americans that GMOs are safe? The FDA adds heart attacks and stroke warnings to some painkillers. What that means for you. And we're going to talk, if you get pain, does this mean you shouldn't be taking naproxen or ibuprofen or those drugs and should only take Tylenol? And when shouldn't you take Tylenol? Next, we're going to talk about more of the data on the good, the bad, and the creamy, where newly banned trans fats hide. There are a lot of places they hide, and they're still there for the next 3 years. Gary Ginsberg will be on in about 10 minutes. 7 minutes he'll be on at 20 after. As soon as we come back from the break that we'll go to in a few minutes, Gary Ginsberg will talk about steaming up arsenic in those clams. Another hit on Roundup. It kills butterflies. What's not toxic? This also was sent to us by Don. You can send us stories as well as ask questions. Don sent us a hug a tree a day to keep the MD away, and growing fish oils without the fish. What's happening along those lines. We're going to also talk about diabetes taking a toll on your brain. What you can do if you love sugar and if you love red meat. That's right, it is inflammation from red meat and yolks that makes the brain dysfunction of diabetics much worse. So we'll talk about those. We also have a series of other articles that we're going to talk about that are really important. If we get to them, I'm not going to tease them yet. I'm going to wait till after Gary Ginsberg's here so we see how we're doing on time and to see if we can do them. And those will be the medical news stories of the week. Let's go to the story about and Sonar, tell me how much time we have left. I've lost my time in this segment. So let's talk about the story on reaction to smells may help diagnose autism. So this is a story of in children with and without autism, and the point is that normal children, if you have a very pleasant smell, you take a deep smell. If you have a very unpleasant smell, you try and breathe shallowly. That's a normal reaction of children in the 1 to 3 years old age. Well, it turns out that autistic children will take the same breath, whether it's a pleasant or unpleasant smell, and that same breath will, in fact, give away the fact that they have autism. So this was done with 81% accuracy. That is, physicians watching the kids breathe with nothing else, knowing nothing else, but exposing them to a pleasant or unpleasant smell, were able to diagnose whether the child had autism or not with remarkable accuracy, much more remarkable accuracy than most of us would have guessed would occur. So that is one of the stories. Why is this important? Because you can expose children, if you have any question, you can expose a child to it, see whether they're breathing normally. But if you have any question, you really should go to an expert, because the earlier you get treatment, the more likely that child is going to do much better than he or she would have done, and the more likely they are to, in fact, be able to, weather the storm and get help that autism and to get be able to function well. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg steaming up some arsenic in those clams, another hit on Roundup, what's not toxic, hugging a tree today keeps the doc away, and growing fish oils without the fish. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Michael Roizen, listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that lets you take control, that helps you take control of your genes, so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Dr. Ginsberg is here, my favorite part of the show, Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. In this segment is what's toxic, what's not. Now, what about clams, Gary?
Well, you know, the situation with arsenic in our food supply is still an evolving story. And we've known for some time now that there's what we call organic arsenic in fish, and organic arsenic is not really toxic, so we don't worry too much about it. So that's why this story caught my eye, because this was a fish consumption advisory issued by the health authorities in the state of Oregon about their softshell clam population and arsenic levels that were not organic arsenic, but the more toxic kind, the inorganic arsenic, was found to be 3 to 5 times higher than ideally safe levels would be. And then with arsenic, the less the better in our food supply. So, you know, we don't really see a lot of arsenic data from shellfish, and it's probably something that is going to be increasing over time. For example, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but seaweed can have a lot of arsenic in it, and so people who eat a lot of seaweed might want to, you know, contact the company they're getting it from, if they're cooking, making a lot of soups out of it, and just make sure that it's been tested and it's low in arsenic. And so this particular advisory, another interesting piece of it is that it's the siphon sheath of the soft shell clam. So it's a certain organ of the clam where they get their nutrients from the marine environment into their body with this, they siphon with. That's really concentrated with arsenic. Fortunately, most people remove that. So if for those folks in Oregon that still want to eat these steamers, if they remove that sheath, and I think a lot of people know how to, I don't eat these shellfish, I don't know how to do it. I think they know how to do it. That will cut down the arsenic level radically. But, you know, it just points out that we need to know more about where arsenic is and where arsenic isn't relative to our food supply.
And, Gary, now, are there, so we learned from studies that Dr. Oz and, in fact, the Consumer Reports did last year that there's arsenic in rice and in apple juice. Are we likely to see it? Where's it coming from, and why are we seeing more of it? Do you know?
Well, I think we're seeing more of it because there's just more testing going on, and it tends to show up in the rice because rice takes up a lot of water. And if the soil has even relatively small amounts of arsenic in it, it will follow the water into the rice. So rice is pretty good at taking up arsenic, which is why we tell people to go to rice substitutes, rice alternatives like quinoa, that are much lower in arsenic or don't have any arsenic. And we've talked on your show about cooking rice in ways that will reduce the arsenic amount. You know, in apple juice, we're not sure. You know, some of it's imported and it may be from agricultural practices using arsenical pesticides overseas. So, that's more of a mystery, but, you know, there are alternatives to, and I think the main source, like, unless you're a little kid drinking a lot of apple juice, the main source of arsenic in the diet tends to be rice. So I think for people who eat a lot of rice cakes and eat 2 bowls of rice a day, it's a bit of a worry, and they should look for alternatives.
And now, Gary, what about, and I'm going to make a comment when you, one of the things that we also had as a story was that arsenic in the blood increases the risk of shingles. We don't know why that is, other than it appears that the arsenic inhibits the immune response to shingles.
Right,
but one of the other questions was, is Roundup safe?
Okay, so we're now, the story I sent you about Roundup isn't so much about human health. We've talked about that in recent weeks. Roundup is actually taking it on the chin from IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, which recently proclaimed that Roundup is a carcinogen. But the story I want to talk about tonight is Roundup and the monarch butterfly. And the monarch butterfly levels have been dropping precipitously, and some of it might be recent climatic shifts, but there's been now more evidence that what monarch butterflies feed off of as larvae. What they need to bulk up in the caterpillar stage is milkweed Roundup, or glyphosate, the technical name for it, is known to be wiping out this weed that the butterflies love, which is called milkweed. And the less milkweed that there is in farmland or just general habitat in the East Coast. Do you know, by the way, that the Obamas, they have been planting milkweed around the White House to encourage local populations of monarch butterflies to hatch. So milkweed is they are completely dependent on it this time of the year in the United States.
Have the gardeners around the White House been using Roundup to get rid of the weeds or something?
So that they can grow? So the story with the Roundup is that all the Roundup ready crops, all the dependency that U.S. agriculture on soybeans and corn that has created around Roundup, Roundup is really effective at killing milkweed. And so, you know, you may think the headline from the story is Roundup is actually killing the butterfly. No, it's not toxic to butterflies. It's toxic to what the butterflies need for life support. And the agriculture just has to get smarter about protecting bumblebees, about protecting butterflies, and all these non-target natural parts of our environment. You know, if you're targeting weeds, you're going to kill off some weeds that are important to the whole biosphere, and there go the butterfly population. So, you know, there's no magic bullet here.
And what about what's not toxic? Don in Cleveland sent us this article as well. Hug a tree today to keep the MD away.
Keep the doctor away, yeah. So studies have been increasingly showing that even if you don't live right with a lot of trees in the yard, but just living close to trees is better for respiratory health, overall physical and mental cardiovascular health. And one of the theories, and I believe that this is going to be shown with more research, is that trees help scrub the pollutants out of the atmosphere, producing more oxygen, taking carbon dioxide, removing particulate matter from the air, leading to healthier air quality. If you've got, I don't think you need to be in a forest, but it helps the more trees, the merrier. And urban spaces where they've got sort of green belts, people living near those are statistically healthier.
And that's a key thing. So Cleveland, of course, is called the Forest City, so you're coming back to the forest. We've got 1 minute. Growing fish oils without the fish, Gary.
Yeah, well, when we buy salmon, for example, which we want to consume because of the high omega-3 levels, low mercury levels, one of the controversies with a fish like salmon is that it could accumulate other kinds of persistent organic pollutants that could be part of where the fish oil comes from, part of their diet, small fish that the salmon are eating to bulk up. Now we found that agriculture, on land agriculture, can produce an oil that's high in omega-3s that we could be feeding to fish. It's still research that they're doing now on agriculture in England. But that may be where the salmon of the future get their omega-3s from.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks very much, Gary, for a great second.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover even hotels.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parents-are-the-key. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Stay well. We hope you listen to us repeatedly so you can take charge of your genes to get to live at the top of your curve, feel very near the end. The story, one of the stories this week, the good, the bad, and the creamy, where newly banned trans fats hide. If you want to avoid trans fat, they're banned 3 years in the future, so you got to get rid of them. They're, of course, banned in Canada. We heard a lot in Canada. They're already banned there. But in the United States, it'll be 3 years before we get rid of them. Reading the ingredient label is key to get rid of them in the United States. If you see the word in the ingredient label, partially hydrogenated oils, partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, partially hydrogenated palm oil, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, partially hydrogenated even canola oil, that's a worry. And yeah, we love pie, but lurking in the flaky crust is vegetable shortening, which often contains partially hydrogenated oil. Coffee artificial creamer has often partially hydrogenated oils in it. Packaging icing, frozen dairy dessert. that try to pass for ice cream all use partially hydrogenated oils to help enhance the creaminess of those products. Some of the tastiest kinds of snacking food are foods we should just avoid entirely, such as the microwavable popcorn. Don't get it that way. You can just put plain popping corn in a bag in the microwave or in a Pyrex dish. Make sure you put a cover on it, of course. And you can cook it that way, or air pop popcorn, all healthy. Partially hydrogenated microwaving popcorn, very high in trans fat. Frozen foods, even some of the most popular cookie snacks. Remember, shop the periphery of your grocery store to get the best thing. And read the label. Check for the grams of trans fat per serving. And if it's got zero, doesn't mean it doesn't have any trans fat. It means that that's less than 0.5, 0.49 per serving. They change the serving size so that they can get away with this and have trans fat often in your dishes. So if you want to avoid trans fat, remember, read the label. By the way, some of the most crunchy things also have it in there, as well as some of the creamiest. Your best bet, shop the periphery of the store. Bad story this week, or last week and this week, is on diabetics. Diabetics have a much higher incidence of mental dysfunction as they get older. And they looked at what was the worst part of it, and they found that diabetics who had inflammation in their bloodstreams, that is, inflammation markers, and they were mainly from red meat and yolks, that is red meat and the lecithin, choline, and carnitine of red meat, and yes, pork is a red meat, gives you brain dysfunction, and it makes it such that it breaks down the barrier between your blood and your brain that gives you worse mental dysfunction if you are a diabetic. So, very bad for diabetics. Avoid red meat and yolks. Of course, it's interesting, red meat is the most common cause, according to the epidemiologic studies, or maybe not the most common, but is a very strong predictor. Eating red meat not only is associated with breast cancer and seven other cancers and strongly positive, but is a strong association with type 2 diabetes. That's what the data says that are from the health professional study. So it's another reason to avoid more than 4 ounces of red meat a week or an egg yolk, even one egg yolk and red meat. Now, bad story that I found, bad story because it's depressing. Out of Great Britain, they looked at 176,000 obese British adults, and the odds of in any given year, obese men had a 1 in 210 chance of developing to a normal weight, and women, 1 in 124. That's very small, less than 1%. Let me tell you that this maybe they ought to learn from the Cleveland Clinic, as I said in the introduction to the show today, because at the Cleveland Clinic, the 43,000 employees, we've just begun this in our dependents, 58,000 dependents, but of the 43,000 employees who, and this is continuous monitoring, it isn't we're getting thinner people, where this is the same people as they've progressed, have lost 0.5 BMI units per year. That's about a pound and a half a year on average. As opposed to Americans have gained a pound and a quarter. So they, over the last 5 years, the Cleveland Clinic employees have lost on average 7.5 pounds per over these 5 years, which is tremendous benefit for decreasing costs of medical care for them. And of course, the Cleveland Clinic promises to give it back to them in lower insurance premiums. The Medical Daily reports on the study in Great Britain, though, which is really not that kind of good news. The British study showed that for severely obese people, 1 in 1,290 men, 1 in 677 women achieved a normal weight. So I think the process is, in fact, how to prevent weight gain and obesity in the first place, because it's much easier to prevent it than to work the weight off. That's also very true. And so BMI, if you go to BMI calculator on Google, if it's above 27, really do something serious about getting it under 27, especially if it's in that 27 to 28 range, much easier to prevent it going over 30. Above 27 is where the health problems start to accumulate. Alaska governor did use his executive authority to expand Medicaid. So as you've seen in the ACA, PPA, the expansion of Medicaid in the Accountable Care Act, or what's known as Obamacare, got used in many blue states and some red states. So Governor Kasich of Ohio, which is kind of a purple state, I guess, but he is clearly a Republican governor, wonderful governor, who in fact cares about people and their access to medical care. So he did use his power, and now the legislature has confirmed to expand Medicaid. Well, Alaska governor has came out Thursday and said he's going to accept the federal funds available to cover more low-income residents under the program. That is, he's an independent, Governor Bill Walker. It's a red, if you will, assembly in Alaska and legislative process. But he said there are 42,000 people in Alaska who would benefit from this expansion in Obamacare. We are not going to step away from the opportunity to help fellow Alaskans, period, the governor said. He sent a letter to the state's Legislative Budget and Audit Committee on Thursday, giving it the required 30-day notice of his intention to accept the federal expansion funds. Every day they fail to act, it costs Alaska $400,000 more for paying for these people itself rather than Medicaid. So that's a really important change. And if you will, the Alaska Budget and Audit Committee said they had till September 1st. Their chairman, Mike Hawker, who's a Republican, said the panel's role at this point is a formality that merely influences how quickly the money will be made available. So they're accepting it due to the decrease in oil prices, not increasing their budget enough. So Alaska signs on to Obamacare. This is You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD, where they want you to stay well. We want you to stay well, too. And that's one of the reasons and one of the ways to stay well is by keeping your waist half of your height. So take your height in inches. If you're 6 feet, you're 72 inches. Half of the height is 36. You should be under 36 inches in waist. We'll come back to that on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Michael Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Great show today. A lot of great stories, wonderful medical stories. I've got three more coming up that are wonderful, but I got to thank Don. Don in Cleveland sent me an email. It says, Trees, very interesting story that you and Dr. Gary Ginsberg said about the article I sent you about trees. Very interesting. Once your show is over, I'm going out and hugging all my trees. Don, that's a good idea. They probably love the love. So I'm in favor of hugging all the trees, too. We've talked about, and we're going to get to, can the White House convince Americans that GMOs are safe? The White House has a message for America. There's nothing dangerous about genetically modified foods on your dinner plate. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. The federal government wants to and will improve transparency about this. But before we get to that, the White House also said, and this is the House of Representatives passed by a voice vote a bill that changes Medicare Independence at Home demonstration program from a 3-year project to a 5-year one. The program created under Obamacare or the ACA tests whether house calls can save Medicare money by helping preserve the health of very frail elderly people, including those suffering or needing help feeding themselves. The 2-year extension, which passed the Senate in April, now heads to President Obama for a signature. What it does is it pays for people house calls at home to help people stay in their house. The other great story this week, sexual intercourse may be an effective way to clear kidney stones. That is right. This is a story that they did. The research suggests that intercourse may be an effective way to clear stones in the urethra. The researchers wrote, our results indicate that patients who have distal stones, ureteral stones, less than 6 millimeters in size and a sexual partner may be advised that the best treatment isn't morphine and bed rest or something else, but is in fact a sexual partner and have sexual intercourse 3 to 4 times a week to increase the probability of spontaneous passage of stones. The findings were published in the journal Urology. Another story, many patients with heart problems regularly take aspirin. Well, that's a good thing. In fact, this data said the CDC found that approximately 7 in 10 Americans who had heart disease or stroke regularly take aspirin. It should be 10 out of 10. The investigators found that nearly 94% of regular low-dose aspirin or baby aspirin users with a history of heart problems said they take it for heart attack prevention, while 4 out of 5 said they take it for stroke prevention, and 76% said they take it for both heart attack and stroke. Of course, it's also good for preventing cancer. Theranos received a FDA approval for finger prick blood tests to be used outside of the clinical laboratories. Theranos is this new company where you take just a touch of your blood, a finger stick, like you did a blood glucose test, and you can get 120 different blood tests for the price of essentially one blood test. Very important advance in lowering costs. We don't know whether it'll work out. This is just a test. They're going to test it by testing if they can detect the herpes simplex virus in these in the Theranos test with just a finger stick. Let's go back to GMOs. The federal government will improve transparency, coordination, and predictability surrounding GMO regulation in a bid to bolster confidence in the regulatory system. The divide between public distrust of GMOs and the scientific endorsement of their safety runs deeper than disagreement over the reality of man-made climate change and whether the U.S. should increase fracking, the same survey conducted by the Pew Research Center. Essentially, 50% of us don't believe that the GMOs are safe, despite them being in most of our food. And in fact, there's new research came out this last week. I talked about it a little bit, where it shows that maybe they aren't safe because they're changing the bacteria in the gut and they're changing the safety of the bacteria in your gut. So this is something to stay tuned to. And maybe Chipotle, which is going away from GMOs, may be doing the correct thing. That's right, more than 50%, 57% of Americans fear that genetically modified foods are unsafe. And so that's why, in fact, all of us, Dr. Oz, myself, and most of us say, at least we should label it so you have the choice to make it or not make it. Turns out that that Roundup, which killed the milkweed, which then means the monarch butterfly is going away and is really a carcinogen in the amounts used in home usage. Well, even the usage on this GMOs apparently changes the amount of some of the gases inside your gut, which changes the bacteria, which changes whether you get disease or not. That's some new studies that are just out this week. We'll cover those in better detail as they progress from animal studies to human studies. These were animal studies so far, so we have to get back to that. So let's do a quick, in case you missed it, this is 2 minutes of everything we've done today. Should you take Lipitor Crestor for preventing metal dysfunction? Yes, it isn't just any statin drug. It is those that are specifically Crestor and Lipitor or Atorvastatin. That's the cheap form of Lipitor, less than $4 a month for most plans, or Rosuvastatin. Is this good? Yes, Alzheimer's pathology is different in different races. The key point is in many races, in many of us, Alzheimer's isn't just Alzheimer's, it's vascular dementia as well that is caused by abnormal blood vessel aging. Excuse me, make sure you take your blood pressure pills, make sure you get your blood pressure measured and get low cholesterol, low blood pressure, and low inflammation. How to cut screen time for children? Say no to yourself first, and when you first meet your kids, make sure you concentrate on them. Put away the screens. Don't say, just wait a second till I finish this call. Make it so you've already finished the call and don't pick it up. Unraveling the relationship between climate change and health, we don't know if there's a solid one yet. Reaction to smells, yes. Bad smells, you normally don't take a deep breath with. Good smells, you take a deep breath with. Different in kids with autism. They take the same size breath with both. Is this a surefire test? No, 81% sensitive. But get your kid, if you're worried about it, get him, take him to an expert early. How Not to Fall and Dizzy. Dizzy was the book we covered by Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. Wonderful book by Jack Wazen. Wonderful segment. You'll want to hear this again and again. Go to RadioMD.com. Get the, archives of You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and look up that segment. We talked about the good, the bad, and the creamy, where newly banned trans fats hide. Read the thing. If it says partially hydrogenated anything, get rid of it. And get away from clams, soft shell clams in Oregon. Too much arsenic. Thanks for listening. You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We'll be back again next week. Until then, stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.